AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Kenya's president vows harsh measures against Islamic militants after they attacked a college near the Somali border, killing 148 people, most of the victims Christian students. Interior Minister Joseph Nkaissi says five people have been arrested in that attack.
This evening, we have arrested another three, and I think the total number can reach about five, but we will confirm that when we get to the more detail. As you know, in the operation, things it continue to develop.
One 19-year-old student hid in a closet in her dorm room during the attack. She finally came out today. Al-Shabaab militant group based in Somalia is threatening to carry out more attacks in Kenya. A Pennsylvania man and his grandmother are dead after a fire gutted a home in Cambria County. Witnesses say 24-year-old Jake Lewis ran back inside the burning duplex to rescue his grandmother. They never made it out. County coroner says they died from toxic smoke and gas inhalation. Officials say the blaze may have been sparked by a wood burner. Chaos at a casino at a Queens racetrack as dozens of people start fighting during a bar opening. Julie Walker with more.
In video on the web, you can see hundreds of people scatter as punches and chairs are thrown and tables overturned at the grand opening of the new Fat Tuesday Daiquiri Bar at the Resorts World Casino in Queens. Police say three people were arrested and an officer along with several other people were injured. Resorts World says it's enhancing security to ensure there's no repeat. Julie Walker, New York.
Russia has called on other members of the UN Security Council to call for a humanitarian pause in the conflict in Yemen as a way to help diplomats and civilians caught in the fighting. The council members did not take immediate action on the draft resolution when they met in emergency session today. This is AP Radio News. The weekend addresses focus on the Iran nuclear deal and cybersecurity.
President Obama praised the deal worked out with Iran.
It's a good deal, a deal that meets our core objectives, including strict limitations on Iran's program and cutting off every pathway that Iran could take to develop a nuclear weapon.
On the Republican side, Senator Richard Burr of North Carolina says the Senate Intelligence Committee put forward a measure to combat cyber threats.
And the increasing number of attacks has a tangible impact on our economy and our national security.
Shirley Smith, Washington.
Fresno, California's deputy police chief has resigned after his arrest on federal drug charges, including conspiracy to distribute oxycodone and heroin. Investigators say they recorded Deputy Chief Keith Foster calling an associate saying that he had 100 of those things after picking up a prescription for 100 oxycodone tablets at a pharmacy. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.
Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two fourths of the British podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts, we do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.